So let's review. Tana Rabbanan. Chayv Adam Sameach Banav Uvenevesoi Biregel Shenema Vesemachta Bechagecha. There is a mitzvah to bring joy to one's children and entire household on Yom Tov. B'mam Esamcham B'yayin. Tana Kama holds that this is fulfilled by giving everybody wine. But Yehuda disagrees and says, Anoshim B'rolehem V'noshim B'rolehem. Each with what is suitable for them. Men fulfill Simcha with wine, and women with clothing that are generally worn where they live. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir teaches in the Braisa, Bizman she Beis HaMikdash kayim ein simcha ela basar. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, one only fulfills the mitzvah of simcha with meat of the carbon. The shalmei simcha shenemer v'zavachta shlamim v'chalta sham v'samacht l'fnei Hashem lekecha. V'achshav she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim ein simcha ela b'yayin. Now that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash, we fulfill the mitzvah of simcha with wine. The Gemara goes on to discuss the shear of revias, which is the necessary amount for each of the four cups of wine. Amar Bitzchak, Kasta de Marisa de Hava Bitzipuri, he haves kemin luga b'mikdasha. The kli used for measuring fish fats in Tzipuri is the size of a lug of the Beis HaMikdash, of which one quarter is the amount for each of the cups of wine. Rabbi Yechon suggests a different kli with which to measure a revias. Amar Avchizda, revias shel teira etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, berum etzba'ayim v'chetzi etzba v'chemish etzba. The size of a revias is the amount that would fill a container that is 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbois, finger breadths. The Gemara arrives at this measurement based on the brice that says that a mikveh must contain enough water that kol gufa oyle behem, a person's entire body can fit inside of it at one time. To accomplish this, the mikveh would have to be 1 amma by 1 amma by a height of 3 ammas. A box of this size contains 40 sa of water to make up a mikveh. If a box this size holds 40 sa, a box the size of 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbois holds a revias lug. Based on these measurements, Amar Rav Ashi, Amali Ravin Bar Chinina, Shulchan Shel Mikdash Shel Parakim Hava. The Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash must have been made up of different pieces that can be taken apart. We know this because the Gemara Chagiga derives from a pasuk that the Shulchan can become tamei, and it would have to be immersed in the mikveh in the Azara, which was only 1 by 1 by 3 amas. If the shulchan were one solid unit, it would never fit in a 1 amma wide mikveh since the shulchan itself is an amma wide. The Gemara rejects this proof because it's possible that they would immerse the shulchan in the yam she'asa Shleima, the larger mikveh that Shleima HaMelech made, which was 150 times as large as a minimum sized mikveh. The Gemara next refers to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Even the poorest person must drink at least 4 cups of wine. The Gemara asks, Heichi misakne rabbanan midi de asabal le de sakana. How can the rabbanan institute drinking an even number of cups of wine, considering that demons can hurt people who consume even numbers of items? The Gemara offers 3 answers. First, Amar Rav Nachman Amakra, Leil Shimurim, Leil Hameshum Urbam and Amazikin. We don't have to worry about demons on the night of the Seder, because the Torah refers to it as a Leil Shimurim, a night of extra divine protection. Second, Rav Amar, Keishal Bracha Mitztarf L'Toiva V'Einu Mitztarf L'Ra. The cup of Birchas HaMazon only counts to make for an odd number, but does not count to make for an even number. Therefore, it is considered as if we drank 3 kaises and not 4 at the Seder. Third, Rav Inu Amar, Arba Kasi Tekin Rabbanan Derech Cheres, Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Bapei Navsha. The various cups do not combine to become pairs, but are viewed as 4 distinct individual cups, because each cup is used for a different mitzvah. As we will learn later in this parak, Kais Rishon Kiddush, Kais Sheni Hagadah, Kais Shlishi Birchas HaMazon, Kais Revi'i Hallel.